How do you smell? Good or bad? Well, stay tuned because I'm going to tell you in just a second.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, I'm Dr. Dave. Thanks so much for being here with me, spending your time with me. It's the David Matto Lifestyle Show, of course, and on this show, I teach you how to live stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and a lot more. I've got something very interesting for you today, something I noticed actually quite some time ago. Well, not that long ago, actually. That's why I'm talking about it right now. I noticed that after I started eating plant-based, I took all animal products out of my diet. I noticed something strange about the way I smell. And I will say it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I noticed that for some reason, if I didn't use deodorant, if I missed using deodorant for a couple days or two, actually antiperspirant, I noticed I didn't have a bad sweaty or BO type smell anywhere on my body, under my arms. I just noticed that if I missed a bath or a shower, when I went backpacking for several days straight and was not able to take a shower, I noticed there is a definite change in the way my body smells, or I should say doesn't smell, because there's not a weird smell. There's not a body odor coming out of my pores. There's nothing coming from underneath my arms that's offensive. And I mean, if I don't use anything at all. So I started thinking, what is it? What is it about the fact that I've eliminated animal products from my diet, and now I've eliminated any offensive smells from my body? It's a little strange. So I started doing some research, and I started looking at when you eat animals, why does it smell? And I started getting into this Wikipedia page about the breakdown about decomposition of animals. And let's face it, so let's back up for a second, because when you're eating any animal product whatsoever, whatever it is, whether it's meat, chicken, fish, you're eating the flesh of an animal, or even a dairy product, or eggs, or anything like that, you're eating something that when it's dead, when it dies, it starts to decompose. Particularly, it becomes it goes through a phase called putrefaction, with putrefies. And let me read you exactly what the definition of putrefaction is. Putrefaction is one of the seven stages in the decomposition of the body of a dead animal. And I'll back up for a second. Whether you like it or not, and whether you choose to keep doing it, that's your choice, but you are eating a dead animal. You're eating decomposing animal flesh. So here's what putrefaction is. It can be viewed in broad terms as the decomposition of proteins in a process that results in the eventual breakdown of cohesion between tissues and the liquefaction of most organs. That's from the web. If you didn't understand that, it basically, putrefaction is the breakdown of proteins, the breakdown of tissues. It's one of the stages of decomposition. It is caused by bacterial or fungal decomposition of organic matter, that's what we're made out of, organic matter, and results in production, and listen to this, it results in the production of noxious odors, of bad smells. So as soon as an animal dies, whether it dies of disease, whether it's slaughtered for food, whatever it is, as soon as an animal dies, it starts to decompose. And how I just read it, decomposition is putrefaction, especially is marked by bacteria coming in and fungi coming in and breaking down the tissue. And it smells really bad. So as you're eating this, somehow, I'm not sure scientifically, I'm not going to even try to guess this, but somehow the smells are able to permeate through your body, through your pores, under your arms. And that's why, for as long as we've known, we mask bad smells with deodorant, antiperspirants, perfume, eau de toilette, things like that. Now, I love it when you're in a room with a bunch of people and somebody's wearing some kind of perfume or something like that. And then somebody else will say, "Oh, Joan, you smell so good. What is it that you're wearing?" And of course, Jones talks about her latest perfume that she just bought for probably $100 or whatever it may be. But the point is, why are you wearing the perfume? The reason you're wearing the perfume is to cover up some other type of smell that might not be that good. So you've got to mask it with some perfumey, some artificial type of smell. Now, I will tell you something. I'm holding up right here, if you're watching the video version of this, I'm holding up some antiperspirant. And the ingredients in antiperspirant are not the healthiest things in the world. They're actually pretty bad. I'm not going to read all the ingredients, but let's say your body is designed to sweat. That's how it takes care of your, it regulates the temperature in your body. You sweat out and it lowers your body temperature. When you're overheating, when you're hot, it lowers your body temperature. Now, putting an antiperspirant under your arms is totally defeating the purpose of what it's trying to do, what your body is trying to do. It doesn't make sense. It's not good for you. And the chemicals that are used in antiperspirant certainly are not healthy. There's no way. So, yeah, I noticed that, wow, I can not. In fact, these days, I do not use any antiperspirant or deodorant. I've been told that I don't smell like BO. I don't smell bad. And I had my wife, Yoko, check. She took a nice big whiff under my arms. And she just says, "No, I don't smell anything. I don't smell anything at all." And I notice when I walk into a room, nobody's like holding their nose. Nobody's giving me a weird look. So I'm pretty sure nothing smells bad. If I go for a couple days without even having to take a bath or a shower, I just don't smell bad because I'm not putting the stuff in my body that's decomposing, that's going through putrefaction. And now, of course, plants do. Yeah, let's back up for a second. Plants decompose like animals do. But let me ask you something. What would you rather have in your body? What would you rather have on your plate? A piece of animal flesh that you know is decomposing through bacteria and fungus, or a piece of broccoli or some tofu? Look at the two. It's common sense which is going to be better for you, which is going to be healthier, which is going to be worse for you, which is going to cause problems, including bad smells in your body. Yeah, that was like a kind of a side benefit. I didn't even realize that. But getting rid of the animal products not only is making me much healthier, thinner, giving me more energy, making me look more vibrant and feel more vibrant, but guess what? I don't smell anymore. Not that I really ever smelled, but I did have to use deodorant or antiperspirant every single day, because if I didn't use it, I'm sure I probably, like most people, I would have bad smells coming out from under my arms. That's the norm. That's what we have to do. We were told that. That's what we need to do to mask these smells. But guess what? We don't have to do that. If you just eat a really healthy diet that's not, you're not putting decomposing flesh into your body, then you're not going to have that problem. I wonder if you've ever had any problem with acid reflux. You know, it's very common. That's why people hate Tums and all those other, you know, those medications and calcium tablets and all kind of things, because for acid reflux, because you get, you know, kind of a pain in your esophagus, because acid contents from your stomach are coming up into your esophagus. It's causing all kinds of pain, and it smells bad too. It smells really bad. So I'm willing to challenge you, if you have any type of, and we're going to get into bad breath in a second too, because it's all related. Everything's totally connected. But I'm willing to challenge you. See what happens. Just see what happens. Try going plant-based for 60 days. See what happens. And after about 30 days or so, I'm going to give you permission to stop using the antiperspirant or deodorant or the perfumes you're putting on or the scents, all the smelly stuff you're putting on to mask the bad smells. It's kind of like, imagine like a sink overflowing and the faucet's on and the thing's just overflowing and somebody's just mopping it up on the floor, just continuously mopping the floor because it's a problem. And mopping it up is not taking care of the problem at the source. So you can keep mopping all day long. The problem's still going to be there. The sink is still overflowing. But you turn off the faucet, you turn off the sink, and guess what? The problem goes away. It's that simple. It is really simple. So we're using these chemicals, the antiperspirants, the deodorants, the perfumes, the mouthwashes, all this stuff to mask bad smells in our body. Well, hello, duh. If we take the source away, the animal products, if we take them away, you get not only healthier. Oh, by the way, you save a few animals along the way. You save some lives and you help the environment. You help the planet. But not only that, suppose you don't even care about any of that. Suppose you don't care about being healthy. Suppose you don't care about healthy, helping the animals. You probably care about the way you smell. So hopefully this strikes a chord. Take my challenge. After 30 days of being plant-based, eating vegan, that means no animal products. After 30 days, I give you permission to stop using the antiperspirant, the deodorant, the mouthwash, and I give you permission to stop taking a shower or a bath. That doesn't mean never. By the way, I also believe, this might sound crazy, I believe that when we take too many showers, yeah, I know people that take 2 to 3 showers a day because they must feel they're always dirty or they always smell. But when we take all these showers and baths and we're washing our hair all the time, I think we're stripping the skin of oils that are really necessary. It's my opinion, Dr. Dave's opinion. I'm pretty sure that's accurate. There's only so many times we should be washing ourselves and washing the natural oils from our body and from our hair. Let it go for a day or two. If you're plant-based, see what happens. I'm promising you, you're not going to smell bad. You're not going to be self-conscious about the way you smell. And you won't have to jump into the shower every time you get home from work and every time you wake up in the morning before you go to bed 3 times a day. You won't have to do that. Guess what? I didn't take a bath today or a shower. And hang on, no smell whatsoever. Zero. Now, getting back to acid reflux and using mouthwash and things like that, I'm telling you why you're using mouthwash if you are. You're using mouthwash too because your mouth doesn't smell very fresh and you're probably eating mints during the day because you just feel like there's not a fresh taste in your mouth. There's a very, very, very high probability it's because of stomach contents. Stuck contents that might be coming into your esophagus, maybe even contents lower down past your stomach, maybe in your small intestine, because if you've got toxicity in your gut, if you've got toxicity, impactions, if you've got decomposing flesh, decomposing animal protein, guess what? It's not smelling really nice. It's not smelling great. It's not. I'm here to tell you it's not smelling really wonderful. It's not like you're sitting in a bed of roses there. It's decomposing animal flesh. And you can be barbecuing and eating all the hamburgers and the steaks and all that stuff you want, having your fun, but it's smelling pretty darn bad. You don't believe me? You don't believe me? Stop using the deodorant, stop taking your shower, and stop using your mouth rinse now and keep eating your animal products and see how bad you start to smell. But go plant-based. And I'm telling you something. I'm telling you, you're not going to have the smell. Now, I'll back up for a second because I am a dentist by profession. You know that. You probably know that. I'm a doc. And if you have some type of gum disease, periodontal disease, a gum infection or gum disease in your mouth, that also can smell pretty darn bad. That means you've got bacteria, you've got bugs underneath the gum lining, underneath the gum, into the gum pockets. And they produce some byproducts that smell very, very bad. So if you have gum disease, that needs to be taken care of no matter what. Because even if you stop eating animal products and go on a veggie diet, a vegan diet, and you still have active gum disease, you're still going to have horrible odors coming out of your mouth. And by the way, that's some of the nastiest smelling stuff I've ever smelled. So make sure if you don't have a good dentist that really pays really great attention to gums, make sure you find one quickly, because that's probably the number one source of bad breath is gum disease. It's not eating an onion or having some garlic. That's really, really temporary. And it doesn't even affect everybody the same. It's pure unadulterated gum disease that smells putrid and horrible. But in addition to that, again, you go plant-based and you're not going, as long as your gum disease is taken care of, if you have it, you're just not going to have these crazy smells coming from your body. Human beings, we're animals, but I'm pretty sure we're meant to be like neutral, pretty neutral smelling. We're not meant to be walking around smelling like you know what, smelling like a skunk that just let off these noxious fumes. We're not meant to be like that. And if you're using anything at all to cover them up, think of yourself as smelling like a skunk, but you're trying to spray perfume or use deodorant to cover it up. You're not treating it at the source. So that's my message for you today. I feel strongly about it. Give it a try. Give it a try. Before I leave you today, I'm going to ask you a favor. If you're watching this on video, thanks a lot for being with me. If you're listening to the audio, hopefully you've downloaded this through iTunes on your smartphone. It's available, David Maddow Lifestyle Show. It's davidmaddow.com. That's DavidMaddow. And I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/DavidMaddow. Again, that's spelled DavidMaddow. Yes. So I'm going to ask you, if you like what you're seeing or hearing, just tell a friend about me. That's all. I'm not asking for any money. I'm not asking you to go out and do anything crazy, except maybe stop eating animals. But that's not crazy. But I'm asking you to refer a friend. Tell a friend about me. Tell a friend about the show. Tell a friend about davidmaddow.com. And if you really love it, if you really love what you're hearing, tell two friends. The more friends you tell, the more karma points you get from me. And whoever has the most karma points is the winner. Whatever that means. It means I love you so much. I love you anyway, whether you do that or not. So I hope this is a great message for you today. It's really changed my life knowing that I'm confident that I just don't smell weird anymore. I don't smell bad. It's changed my life. It can change yours. Take my word for it. Until next time, I'm Dr. Dave. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.